Brilliance Audio presents The Orphan Daughter by Carrie Noga. Performed by Tanya Eby and Frankie Corzo. For all the brave souls who dare to become parents. Prologue. Jane. January 1991, U.S. Coast Guard Air Station, Kodiak, Alaska. Kodiak had hunkered under a blizzard for the last 2 days. The wind was so ferocious I'd gazed at the nautical map on our dining room wall and wondered aloud whether the archipelago, the island anchored, would rattle apart, its fragments drifting into the Gulf of Alaska and then the northern Pacific, even across the international dateline into tomorrow.
"If it does, we'll go out after 'em," Jim declared,
his coasty pride so assured that I believed him. Or at least I would have loved to believe him, especially when he lifted Matt onto his shoulders and paraded around the tiny house with our delighted almost 3-year-old.
"A coastie always delivers."
But the storm abated with no need to call out the coasties. After 2 days indoors, I relented and went out with Matt to play on the giant snow mounds. It was colder and windier than I'd thought. 10 more minutes, then we go in, okay? I crossed my arms over my bulging belly, trying to pin down Jim's flapping coat. Maternity snow gear wasn't standard stock at the CGX. Rather than pay for shipping on a special order, I'd worn one of his coats all winter, but the zipper no longer closed.
"Watch me!"
Atop one of the mounds, Matt waved a mittened hand, blue to match his hat. I'd knitted both. Another way to stretch Jim's paycheck. "I'm watching." Inside, my needles now held a pair of booties. Yellow, not tempting fate. We'd know in 4 more weeks anyway. As long as the baby was healthy, it didn't matter, I reminded myself. And a brother would be nice for Matt. Still, I wanted a daughter. Amy, Heather, Laura. None of the names we'd discussed sounded quite right. Matt belly flapped down the path he'd eroded.
"I can go fast. Really fast."
I crouched down to grab his icy mitten and haul him to his feet, my chest pressing against my belly. Linda's front door opened and my neighbor stepped out.
"Jane, have you been watching?"
"Sure,"
I nodded at Matt, climbing the snowpile again.
"Not that,"
Linda shook her head.
"The TV, the news."
Her words were puffs of white. My own breath caught, a frozen moment of realization. We all knew the deadline had passed. The Coast Guard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?